Many nonprofits are fortunate to have volunteers and supporters who quietly work behind the scenes to advance their mission. At the Center for Practical Bioethics, there are many people who fit that description, but only one is being honored with the Center's 2011 Vision Action Award, Joanne M. Berkeley. Joanne says she's humbled to receive the award and immediately points to the people who make it possible at the center.
The board of directors and the staff at the center are dedicated individuals who have come together to create this wonderful bioethics center. Without them, I'm not sure the center would have been possible.
Joanne thinks Caring Conversations, a booklet that helps families make practical preparations for serious illness or end of life, is one of the best things the center has done.
I believe that in today's society, everybody should have had an opportunity to read and do a Caring Conversation pamphlet. It will be a great help for those who are having to face life-ending issues and pain and chronic pain with their families.
Joanne found Caring Conversations to be helpful with her family, although they were a bit reluctant.
We did it with our children, who are now grown, and although they protested at first because they don't want to talk about end of life, after corralling them in a position where they couldn't get away, we sat down and did all the questions in the pamphlet. And the pamphlet I wanted to do with them so they knew how we felt about life-ending issues and also to hear how they felt about us in the actual time that we are in that phase of our lives where we are either ailing or making decisions of how we want to be taken care of.
What did you think about the mission of the center? That had to be something that was attractive to you as well.
Well, the mission statement for the center is to raise and respond to ethical issues in healthcare. I think it goes beyond that. It is a practical guideline for major difficult medical dilemmas that are very complex and very necessary to understand when working with the elderly and indigent people.
So the work of the center, as in your view, has been important in the past and will be even more important in the future?
Oh, no question. The future for the center is extremely bright. We are centered as an independent center, which means not connected to a hospital or a university. Consequently, we are able to make decisions where we make very critical decisions on our own. We are a center that is constantly developing new programs for the future.
Now, you've been a very active volunteer over the years. What would you say to someone who would be considering supporting the Bioethics Center as a volunteer?
Go for it. It has been a challenging and learning experience, as far as I'm concerned, where I have received more from the center than I can possibly give.
Joanne M. Berkeley, the 2011 recipient of the highest honor by the Center for Practical Bioethics, the Vision to Action Award. Congratulations. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.